This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, here we go. I got a bone to pick here. All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I'm a little bit grumpy, okay? Every year, we celebrate the Passover Seder. We celebrate Easter. All right, we celebrate, and what blows my mind about any sort of religious ritual is this is something that we are carrying down from not only our relatives, but generations and generations of our ancestors. And little by little each year, I will see excerpts of people saying, or quoting, historians think it's fabled. Historians have not found evidence that there was an Exodus or Israelites. Well, it wasn't Israel until later, so they didn't call themselves Israelites. So you might not have seen Joe the Israelite was here graffiti on something in the Sinai Peninsula. I mean, come on. I'm no historian or archaeologist, but I have been reading for years and decades how there are archaeological finds, and the Egyptians were avid historians. Documenting, I think it was 13th century BCE, when Ramses II was in power and had enslaved workers, many of them Jews or Hebrews, who escaped. And there is documented evidence from Egypt of an exodus. And I'm reading here, and I don't want to quote any particular historian, but this is just one example. History. Now, I love History.com. I love the History Channel, having been on Pawn Stars multiple times. I like to go to history. History, you know, seems to have been, it's like the CDC has been for us doctors the go-to for medicine. But when it got politicized, a lot of people started to lose interest. I hope that's not happening with the History Channel. And so they say here that although the ancient Egyptians kept thorough records, no mention is made of an Israelite community within their midst or any calamities resembling the 10 biblical plagues. They said there was also no evidence of large encampments in the Sinai Peninsula. Well, remember, if the Jews are wandering in the desert, they're not going to be hanging out there. You're not going to see a city. Okay, that was a pretty long walk. They kept moving. Okay, Moses kept them going. No, but I want to stay, and, you know, Mary has a story to tell. Everybody get up. Let's go. Move your tissues. Let's go. Move tissue. And so they've actually said, they've called it the fabled site of the Jews wandering. Questioning this bothers me because I've been reading time and time again how there have been links. Now, somebody could say, well, the 10 plagues. So when God told Moses that, you know, to report to Ramses that if he didn't let the people go, there were going to be the 10 plagues. Those 10 plagues included blood, where the water turned to blood, then frogs, then lice, gnats, fleas, then flies, then pestilence, then boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the killing of the firstborn. And people are saying, okay, you know, interesting story, we tell it every Passover, but how could that be true? Well, scientists have actually looked into that, and they actually found that the water of the Nile could have had a red tide, an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. We've seen red tides. It turns, the algae turns the water red, it looks like blood, and the toxins kill the fish. Now, they might not have called it Oscillatoria rubescens or red algae, but they might have said it turned to blood. Well, the frogs, you know, that then swarmed the towns and homes for the second plague, one theory was, well, if the frogs live near the water, and now all the little, you know, insect life is gone because of the algae and because of the smell and the dead fish, well, they didn't hang out by the water, so they went inland, and they went into the towns. So when somebody said, well, there were frogs everywhere, how many of you have seen a spider? And then 3 weeks later, you saw another spider, so you call up the exterminator going, oh my gosh, our house is full of spiders. Well, it was only two. Okay, maybe it was written as, oh my gosh, there's frogs everywhere. Seeing two or three frogs will make somebody say, now we have frogs everywhere. So, you know, was it a lot of frogs? Lice, gnats, and fleas. The infestations could be explained, well, the frogs that eat the insects keep the populations in control. But now that the frogs had to leave, not to mention there were unlivable water conditions, drought, if the frogs were dying off or getting, you know, killed by brooms everywhere because they were running around, the insects go unchecked. Then the flies was the fourth plague, swarms of flies. Well, if you don't have frogs eating them and you don't have competing insects, you could have more flies. Then we had death of the livestock. So fifth plague, because Pharaoh still wouldn't let them go. Okay, so now we're on plague number five. Death of livestock could happen because now you have more insects, you have more disease, less water sources. Boils come because with bacteria, you know, also, there was one theory that there was a smallpox outbreak. That there could have, with everything going on, been a smallpox outbreak. In fact, they found smallpox scars on recovered mummies from 3,000 years ago. So they think maybe a smallpox occurred or an mpox. Then hail. Well, it could have been a storm and all that, but interestingly, one thought with the hail and the darkness and the locusts is that there was a nearby volcano. They said the Santorini volcano north of Crete, 3,500 years ago, in the Aegean Sea erupted. So locusts obviously got the hell out of there. You would have hail, you would have darkness because of the clouds and the plume. And then for the death of the firstborn, that was tricky. They don't know if maybe it was many of the firstborns were out there in the field, could have been by the livestock doing a lot of the work, or the grain could have been contaminated and they were the first to eat. So we might not have science explaining everything, but you bet scientists put a lot of time and effort into this. Don't be calling it fake. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Joe Biden now has some competition. I'm not sure how far this is going to go. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now running for president. He is the nephew, no. He is the son of RFK, obviously, the nephew of President John F. Kennedy. Both his father and uncle were assassinated. And he is now officially challenging President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. He is 69 years old, has filed a statement of candidacy. This was yesterday with the Federal Election Commission. And the Kennedy family, I mean, wow. What they've been through, his father being killed in 1968 when he was running for president, his father assassinated, or his uncle assassinated in Dallas, Texas, in 1963. You know, to run for office, it's that family has been cursed. John F. Kennedy Jr. died in a plane crash with his wife and wife's sister. But he has been very prominent, and he's known as an anti-vaxxer. So he's been a very interesting Democratic candidate. And I told you, the people who were standing on the vaccine and the mask sort of platform, it all wasn't right-left. There's a lot of Democrats that didn't like the idea of vaccine, you know, the My Body, My Choice. You had a lot of Republicans that were like, you know, that wear the mask. So it wasn't as right-left divided as you thought. But it's interesting that he would be running for president, and he is a very prominent anti-vaxxer. There is another Democratic candidate, Marianne Williamson. So between them, you know, does Biden have a chance? Well, with those two, I think he still does. He has not officially announced re-election. He has said he would. But then, you know, he smiles and nods a lot. The late Senator Ted Kennedy tried to run against President Jimmy Carter in 1980 for the Democratic nomination. And Carter, that presidency did not go as well. And so Kennedy says, if it looks like I could raise the money and mobilize through enough people to win, I'll jump in the race. This is what he said in March. If I run, my top priority will be to end the corrupt merger between state and corrupt power that has ruined our economy, shattered the middle class, polluted our landscapes and waters, poisoned our children, and robbed us of our values and freedoms. See, it's always so vague. Now, they always say, you know, I would like to hear, and maybe that's why people dislike Trump, because he was too specific. Right? You know, rather than, I'm going to protect the border, I'm going to ease the life of the border protection and make sure immigrants have a process that's consistent and safe. Instead, he said, I'm going to build a border wall, have Mexico pay for it. And he goes into all these details. Well, then, you know, if some of those details don't get done, you look like you didn't get done. So I think we're going to see a lot more politicians go back to generalization. But he has emerged as a leading voice in the anti-vaccine movement. And his work has been described by public health experts and members of his own family as misleading and dangerous. So it's interesting because he has an anti-vaccine charity called Children's Health Defense. And he has targeted false claims at groups. And he has, I have to be careful because some of these articles can be biased. But basically, people have not thought he was Democrat because he spoke out about the vaccine and he spoke out about mandates. And he released a book called The Real Anthony Fauci. So that's interesting. He also had suggested that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine could have a role in fighting COVID, which many doctors have echoed, but that's been kind of silenced because some of the studies have shown that it hasn't worked. So, you know, it's interesting to see him as a contender. I just don't know how far he will go. You know, with Biden, as I said, the Democrats have a problem because if they don't have him double down, then, you know, the I told you so, you know, comes out saying, you know, we told you he wouldn't be able to last the 8 years. We told you he wouldn't have a successful 4 years. If the Democrats don't put Biden back up, then it looks like they are admitting failure. They're admitting the last 4 years was a failure. I mean, if they want to double down and say the Democratic way is the way to go, then you would keep your current candidate. If the Democrats do keep him, though, and he keeps tripping and dropping things and misspeaking and getting more feeble, he might not win. So it's a catch-22. Republicans have their own drama. The Republicans have, do we double down on Trump, who is facing multiple charges, that whether you think they're BS or not, he's going to have a slew of legal mess. We're going to be going into an election that is going to be marred, you know, rather than messaging, it's going to be, he's got to be playing defense. It's like he's going to have one arm dealing with the whole legal thing while the other arm is dealing with the primary. And it's going to be interesting to see what he does. And I do think he's going to succeed. I do. But it's not going to be fun to watch. It's going to be exhausting. And Republicans kind of have a problem right now, the GOP, in that do they support the message that Republicans have been vilified and Republicans have been targeted, or do they go after Trump and try to win the primary? That's difficult when much of their messaging is people are being targeted for their beliefs. And so I think some of the other candidates were kind of hoping that the DA case was a little bit more cut and dry, but when it still seemed to leave a lot of questions, and like, so what exactly is it? Why are you making this a misdemeanor to a felony? Because you're saying he did another crime. What is that crime? And when DA Britt was asked, he didn't admit to it. What was the other crime? Was it really finance charges or campaign finances? When the corporation already has enough money, they don't need to use campaign finance charges for NDAs. So there's a lot of questions. And so it wasn't as much of a slam dunk. So if the GOP primary field, and it's going to take a lot of art and choreography to figure out how to send that message of we are going to stop and not allow, you know, individuals to use the justice system to go after one person but not another based on their political leaning, then where do you stand on what's going on with Trump? It puts the GOP in a tough spot. So Democrats have it tough, GOP have it tough. So and actually we have it the toughest because we got to watch all this stuff. I mean, I'm exhausted. We haven't even started spring of 2023 and I am already exhausted. So on the Trump front, his trial, the date has been set for December. Most dates get pushed off and delays. And he has COVID. This can very easily be pushed into primary season. And even though many people would like to know, and I think that's what the orchestrators want, is that Trump could go through the process, and it's a few weeks before Christmas, go through the trial, have the jury turn around a fast verdict, he be then charged, and then, you know, even though you can still run for president, even having a felony or misdemeanor or whatever he is accused of, they want this to be done before we start going to Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and I don't know if it will be. And it's a mess. It really is a mess. And as I've said before, once they politicized medicine, which they did with COVID, once they politicized how they do elections with the paper ballots and mail-in ballots are fantastic for those who are ill, for those who are overseas, right? And it usually has not been an issue because it's only comprised a few thousand in each county. But now that you're making it the main way to vote, it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, Save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. That huge storm that spawned tornadoes in the Midwest yesterday is hitting the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast today. And if you think you've heard about more tornadoes this year than last, you're right, the National Weather Service says. So far in 2023, there have been 478 tornadoes in 25 states. Tensions have returned to the streets of Paris and other cities in France over government pension changes. Protesters entered the offices of the wealth management company BlackRock, carrying flares and smoke bombs. Musicians in Nashville are organizing a concert to honor the victims of the Covenant School shooting.
These children and the adults in that school will never forget this. This is not something that is going to go away.
One of those protesting at the Capitol this week, an event that may cost three state lawmakers their jobs. House Republicans are voting whether to expel the Democrats over taking part in protests. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you guys the story how one of my roommates was going to invest, this was when I was in medical school, invest in some stocks. And I'm not a risk taker, and I didn't have really money to invest. I was waiting tables while going to medical school, you know, helping give money to my family and trying to just make ends meet. So when he said he was going to invest in stock, I'm like, well, which stock? I don't know what stocks. He goes, well, there's an interesting one that I think has potential. It's called Walmart. I'm like, that's the stupidest name of a company I've ever heard. So anyway, he invested money and bought stock in Walmart. I thought it was too stupid and I didn't even have the money. Well, I think he has a helicopter right now. And he's doing a lot better than I am. That's okay. I'm still happy. I don't have to be rich. I'm still happy, girl. But I've been watching Walmart for a long, 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 long time. And I have been a shopper of Walmart. I haven't bought there recently. And I think COVID changed that for me. I'm still a huge fan. And if I'm out of town and we need something, it's where's a Walmart? Where's a Walmart? Or a Target. And Walmart, we usually have whatever you need. But I haven't been going there because, especially with inflation, I don't want to spend more than I need. And Amazon, the reason why it got so popular is even though there is impulse buying and they have ways to make you shop for stuff more than you need, I do it way less when I go to Walmart. So if I was out of, let's say, toothpaste, I should have gone to the nearby drugstore, paid 50 cents more, and gotten out of there with just my toothpaste. Instead, I would go to Walmart and go, oh, throw pillows, throw blankets, oh, look at this, bowls, I need more bowls. And I would walk out of there spending $200 when all I did was walk in for toothpaste. And then I would do that at the cashier. The cashier is like, okay, yeah, let me help you. And somebody's behind me, and I go, I just came in for toothpaste. And there's a big, long line waiting because I have all this crap in my cart. So when Amazon got bigger during COVID and I became a little bit more comfortable shopping online, I'm like, this is great. I need toothpaste. Toothpaste. Click. I get my toothpaste and I'm done. And I'm not overspending. Well, Walmart has had a tough time keeping up. Now, Walmart has been excellent in getting press. Before everybody else started raising their wages, Walmart would hit the news saying, we're going to pay everybody $10 an hour. We're going to pay our workers $12 an hour. And they will usually, months before any law takes effect to raise minimum wage or whatever, they'll usually say, you know what, we're already paying our staff more. So kudos to them for beating everybody to the punch and being a barometer of that. But they could only do so much with all that office space, all that air conditioning, all that heat, all that staff, and now all the stealing. And they're stealing. And now Walmart, I've gone to Walmart, and a lot of things are starting to be locked up. They're starting to be protected because they can't keep losing merchandise and losing profits. Well, it's going to hit, and it's going to hurt some of us. So even though Walmart has been applauded for raising wages and all that, they got to make cuts. So now we're being told that they're going to lay off 2,000 warehouse workers. I think that was announced last week. And Walmart wants 65% of its stores to be serviced by automation within the next 3 years. Now, their net worth is about $388 billion. But they are investing heavily into automation. They say to speed up orders at its e-commerce fulfillment facilities. But as we've said before, employees are expensive. Humans are expensive. And automation ends up saving them millions. Not only in labor costs, but payroll taxes, health insurance, college. I think some of these big box stores are paying for people's college. And then lawsuits and workers' comp. They're going to save a lot. And when people say, well, automation is still not going to be here. Automation, you know, they say ChatGPT is going to take over a lot of the mind jobs. Robots take over a lot of the more manual jobs. That's not if anybody's going to make it happen, it's going to be these companies that are worth billions and have the money to invest in that technology to see what happens. And when these things start becoming cheaper, and we find that they are saving the company money, whoever is selling these machines is going to say, look, this is what we saved Walmart. Look at their stock. They could fire 2,000 staff, warehouse workers, and Amazon has... Amazon has automation, too. Don't they have those robots that can work faster and lift more and carry more? Now, it is the largest private employer. 2,000 is just a drop in the bucket. They have, I think, 1.7 million U.S. workers, 60,000 abroad. So even though 2,000 people getting cut you know, seems like a lot. They, you know, they still employ a lot. And I'm very grateful for Walmart being there. So hearing that Walmart is closed and had to pull out of Portland, it does make me concerned, because those stores help, you know, individuals that can't afford to go to the expensive mall stores, you know, or you know, Walmart offers things at a discount. That's why I used to go there all the time. They say 55% of packages that are processed through fulfillment centers will be moved through automated facilities by January 2026, improving unit cost averages by about 20%. This increased efficiency will not only support better inventory management, they said, but will support the rapidly growing e-commerce business. So where Walmart's going to go is they're going to have to get rid of those big stores, those big, you know, shopping centers that rely on there being a Walmart, and then you have the piggybackers that hopefully get extra business because they're next to Walmart. If Walmart is not doing well, you know, financially, having those big stores, they're going to be able to have smaller stores. You've already started to see smaller stores. And if more people are ordering online, why do they have to have a big, huge warehouse? There was a Fry's Electronics near where we live, a huge one on Las Vegas Boulevard, closed down. They didn't need the warehouse space or need to pay that rent. They could be all online. I think Frederick's Hollywood went online. Now, mind you need that store presence. It's marketing having that store, but things are just too damn expensive. The other thing, too, is there's going to be a big push for inflation to go down and companies to charge less. And people are saying, when are the prices going down? Well, if you gave everybody raises and you're paying your staff more, you're not going to be able to reverse that. If you gave everybody raises and they're paying, you have to keep them at that, or you have to glean the staff. Which, again, once I heard they were that rate wages were going up, it was bittersweet, because that means people are eventually going to get fired to pay the select few those higher wages. So if Walmart needs to figure out another way to then sell things cheaper, because why would anybody go to Walmart if toothpaste is now costing $8 a tube? They got to figure out another way to save themselves money so they could still offer cheaper products. And that's going to be automation. And that's just the way the economy works. Same thing's going to happen with healthcare. They're going to automate healthcare. There's going to be a doctor, depending on how state licenses go, that's going to oversee computers. People are going to type in what they want. It's going to spew out with AI what they think it needs. The prescription will be given, and the medical record, the doctor oversees it all. And they could use less doctors, hire less doctors, and save money. It's all about automation these days. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this new strain, we've actually spoken about already on the show with COVID, so let me just briefly tell you guys what's been going on. But we do have another strain of COVID, and for those of you going, what the hell is going on? It's April. You know, why are people calling out having COVID? I'm telling you right now as a physician, yes. We are seeing COVID, and we are still seeing it. People are still coming down with it. I know a lot of people are thinking, well, maybe it's still strep, or I'm getting a sinus infection. It's difficult to tell because these at-home tests might not always pick it up, so make sure you talk to a medical provider. But we do have a variant that's being watched. It's the XBB1.16. Now, this is a little different from the one we talked about last month or 2 months ago, the XBB1.5. This is XBB1.16. It is an Omicron subvariant. Now, the XBB1.5, they call the Kraken, which I really disagreed with. I'm like, that's like clickbait, really. And they called the XBB 1.5 the Kraken because it was the most transmissible COVID variant yet. You could just hear somebody say, you know what? I think he went home because he had COVID, and then you'd already start feeling symptoms. I mean, it was that fast. This is called Arcturus, and it is the XBB 1.16. It already has been detected in multiple states. The problem we have is the average American is not getting tested. So even though they have the sore throat, headache, cough, nasal congestion, and a lot of these COVID strains feel like a sinus infection. So people call up going, I have a sinus infection, I need an antibiotic. There's a lot of sinus infections could still be viral. And COVID is notorious for causing sinus infections. And even though I feel better with an antibiotic, many doctors are told, you know, don't be treating viral sinus infections with antibiotics, because that's why we have antibiotic resistance. And it's a toughie, because antibiotics always make my sinus infections feel better. But if it's COVID related, then rather you get treated with the COVID medication. So, at the end of March 2023, there were a total of 195 confirmed cases of this Arcturus variant around America. And the cases have been dropping, but keep in mind, it's also because they don't care. They're not testing. And if I tell somebody, you know, I think you might have COVID, they're like, so? It's interesting. I've had patients where their kids have full-blown pink eye. They say, everybody in our family is sick. The kid's eyes are red, it's miserable, and I go, like, you know, there's a chance that this is, you know, if your whole family's sick, it's probably COVID. And they're just done. They're like, you know what, we'll just deal with it and go on with their lives. They don't want to take off work. They don't want to take off school. I tell them to. But, you know, so, yeah, we do have a new strain. So just that it's called Arcturus. I don't think it's highly fatal. I don't think we're seeing anything like the early 2020, but it is rapidly spreading. And so keep in mind, if you do call a telemedicine doctor and say, hi, I need antibiotics, and they hold off and they say it could be COVID, and you're like, well, no way. We do still have COVID now. Sorry. I wish we didn't. Because it'd be really, really nice. Things would be a lot more simpler if we did. All right. Please, please, please be careful who is posting job advertisements for you. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but a Dallas-based company, Arthur Grand Technologies, who is, I believe, a subsidiary. It's a vendor of Berkshire Hathaway. Arthur Grand Technologies had posted a job vacancy which asked for only born U.S. citizens should apply. In parentheses, they had white who are local within 60 miles from Dallas, Texas. And then it had said, don't share with candidates. Now, when I saw this, I'm like, were they hacked? Okay, that's kind of ridiculous. But it was, and I think it was on Indeed, where it, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And so it spread all over Twitter, and they've been accused of discrimination for posting that only born U.S. citizen whites apply. So I thought they were hacked. Or I thought it was a disgruntled employee. Now, the company apologized on LinkedIn, saying at Arthur Grand, we do not condone or engage in any type of discrimination based on race, color, religion. They said they conducted an investigation, found a new junior recruiter was responsible for this offensive description, and they fired them. Then they wrote an apology. Say, we appreciate being informed about the information, offer our sincere apologies. At Arthur Grand, we do not condone or engage in any type of discrimination based on race, color, religion. We conducted an investigation and discovered that a new junior recruiter at our firm was responsible for the offending job posting. We have taken immediate action and terminated their employment for violating our policy. Moving forward, we will take measures to ensure that such incidents do not occur again. So now some people are saying, well, are they just using a scapegoat? Or, you know, was this something that was, discussed at the higher levels, and then they needed a scapegoat, so they fired them? You know, or the company later posted saying that the posting was not authorized or posted by Arthur Grant or its employees. A former employee took an existing posting, added discriminatory language, then reposted it through his own account. So now legal action has been taken. So this is something that's very frustrating, whether that's the way it happened or not. Please keep in mind and make sure you have all your checks and balances, because an ex-employee can, if that's really what happened, who always change your passwords all the time. The only problem is employees can access their friends and get the updated passwords. But, you know, you make sure you have checks and balances and oversee everything. Anytime you post a job, always double check. Anytime you post something on social media, double check. Remember there were two sportscasters one night covering the golden, was it like a Nugget, N-U-G-G-E-T? It was, I forget which sport, and they said it was their spell check that changed the word. And two sportscasters lost their jobs for tweeting on that team because the other word came up. That's, double check everything you post, for the love of God. And, you know, be very, very careful about passwords, because something like that can really do you in. And, you know, it just looked, well, you know, just like with the Jesse Smollett, you know, he was attacked by two people wearing MAGA hats and screaming how they support Trump. That just doesn't, it just seems too obvious. You know, when something is just so blatant, you just wonder if it's a setup. And it's a shame. You know, I mean, hopefully that isn't, it wasn't a real ad, and hopefully that's not how they think, but I am anticipating that a lot of disgruntled workers or people who want to bring, I mean, I'm sure somebody's tried that with the Trump businesses. I'm sure somebody is trying to alter job postings so they can make it look like, you know, and it's sad that that could happen. And it's also sad if somebody does feel that way. And this is why I say, please, for the love of God, keep any race out of any job postings, even if you're trying to look like you're being pro-woman, saying only women apply. Be very careful with any of that language, because it can always turn, and it is discriminatory. 1-877-DOG-DELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.